主，早晨有一群的弟兄姐妹愿意侍立在你的面前。
This morning as we stand before you, Lord.
因为我们只有一个心愿，就是要愿意与你面对面。
And that is a desire to see you face to face.
那天新耶路撒冷要降临的时候，大队都要在等着您。
When the new Jerusalem come down from above, we will be waiting.
我们都是这个大队其中的一位。
We are part of the crowd that will be marching towards New Jerusalem.
今天早间把我们的心都预备好了。
This morning we said our hearts are ready.
我们的心只有一个盼望。
We have only one desire.
虽然好像世界很多的事情拦住我们来到你面前，
Even though there seem to be all kind of hindrances in this world for us to come closer to you，
但是早先我们用我们的意志能力来呼喊，
But this morning with everything that's within us we shout out to you，
因为我们深知你要来了，
We are convinced that you are coming soon，
日子要近了，
The days are numbered，
就把我们都准备好了。
And let us all be ready for your return.
我们的心都来朝望我们的救主耶稣。
We worship our Lord Jesus Christ.
那天君王登基的时候，我们都在其中。
That day when you take the throne, we will be among the crowd that is beholding it.
主啊，早间所有侍立在你面前的只有一个心愿，说我们爱你。
As we stand before you this morning, we have only one heart, and that is, Lord, we love you.
首先把所有的敬拜赞美都堆到你的面前。
All our praises and worship be to you.
奉靠你自己宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们把时间交给徐姊妹。
We would like Ruth to come and share with us.
徐姊妹平安。
Peace be to you.
今天徐丽非常高兴能够在我们中间一同分享主的恩典。
I am so glad to have the opportunity to share with you about what God has done in me.
哎呀，我在这个被领聚会当中，我的心呢深深被神的爱所感动。
My heart was so captivated by the love of God during the breaking of bread this morning.
再一次给我一个很大的一个饥渴的心。
It created even a deeper longing in me.
我说我需要主全新的爱再次更新我。
And how I need to be renewed by His love once again.
是我的心能够全新的来爱主。
So that I will love Him wholeheartedly.
因为神又把我带到神叫我在我的经历当中神怎么样的来爱我。
Once again, God brought me back to how much He loved me in my life.
在人唱的诗歌中有其中有几句说神是暗中之光。
The hymn we sang earlier,
是忧中之乐。
He says that he is the light of darkness.
我心里面接着就说，神是苦中之甜。
And he's the sweetness in the midst of my bitterness.
是死中之活。
He is the life in the midst of death.
因为这些都是神在我里面生命当深深所让我经历过的。
And these are the very fact that I have personally experienced in my life.
神在我十二岁那一年。
When I was 12,
借着三个小伙伴的去世。
Because three of my close companions passed away.
把一个虚空的心，一个渴慕追求人生的心放在了我的心里面。
He planted a longing in me for the meaning of life because they died so young.
我的有一个伙伴是他是在模仿电影挖在地里挖洞被土塌死的。
One of my close friends, she saw a movie about somebody dug a tunnel underground, so she mimicked it, and then the soil fell upon her, crumbled down her, and buried her alive.
有一个是在黄河边玩水被水淹死的。
The other one was wading in the Yellow River and then was drowned.
有一个同学是忽然带疾病不治而死的。
Another one of my classmates died of a sudden illness.
在那个时候我的心因着他们去世我心里面非从也就了结束了我快乐的那个童年。
And that kind of ended my happy and innocent childhood because of their sudden death.
在我心里面又产生了许多的问号。
And I began to have many questions about the meaning of life in my heart.
人为什么会死呢？
Why? Why do people die?
人死了以后到哪里去了呢？
And where do they go after they die?
我什么时候会死呢？
When would I die?
所以说在那大人中间呢从他们的谈话当中我总是想寻找这些答案。
So every time when I sit among the adults, I'm always wondering in my heart, what is the answer to those questions?
但没有一个答案能使我心里面得到安慰的。
It seems to be there is no perfect answer to those questions I have.
有些大人说呀人生啊有几个阶段。
Some adults told me that your life has several stages.
有八岁十二岁十八岁。
And the threshold seems to be age 8, age 12, and 18.
我常常想到我可能18岁要去世。
And I oftentimes wonder if I would die when I reach 18.
所以我在想了死我死了以后是什么样的是什么样的光景会面对是什么。
And I begin to worry about what would I be faced with if I pass over.
也就是这个问题啊困扰在我的心灵里面。
And it bothered me tremendously because I have no answers.
正在我这些困扰呢也不久也我也就病了头非常的疼。
And shortly after that, I developed a migraine headache.
就是在寻医的这个过程当中呢，我遇见了一个老年人给我传福音。
And when I was seeking medical help, I ran into an older man, and he shared Jesus with me.
我听到的第一首主的歌就是《约翰福音》三章十六节。
And the first hymn I was introduced to, the lyrics was exactly John 3:16.
在他无意自己唱的时候，我听见的。
And I overheard it when he was singing in private.
这首诗歌大大的震撼了我的心
and it just shook me
我都非常的好奇我就追问他这首诗歌是什么歌
and I was very curious about the meaning of those words so I asked him what is this song
当他告诉我这 是耶稣的歌是有一个神的儿子耶稣
he said this is a song about Jesus the son of God
他相信他的人可以脱离罪恶可以得到永生
that whosoever believing him will be freed from their sins and they can have eternal life
呀从那个时候耶稣的名字呀我们在诗歌里也有说耶稣的名字代代宝贝他那个名字最在一些神要拯救怜悯的人心中实在是一个莫大的一个吸引力
and from that moment on this name Jesus somehow have this wonderful attraction power to me
我第一次听到耶稣的名字我心里面就会被这个名字所吸引
Ever since the first time I heard that I was so drawn to that name
里面莫名其妙生发出那么样的一个爱慕的心
And I have this inexplicable longing for him
当时我都急不可待地说我说我能不能信耶稣
And I couldn't even wait I kept saying How can I believe or receive this Jesus
他说可以
He said,
我说怎么信
How?
他说晚上你到我家里来。
They come to my house at night and I'll tell you.
从那里我就开始来听耶稣的故事，开始信耶稣。
So from that night on, I begin to know about Jesus and I believe in him.
那个时候国内信耶稣就根本看不到圣经。
During those days, Bibles are very hard.
也没有传道人。
And there's no ministers.
都是靠这些老信徒他们在解放前他们所学的这些在教堂里学的一些诗歌来唱给我们。
There were just some old Christians that they were converted before the Cultural Revolution.
总之神借助这样的一个借助这样的一个简单的一个途径使我听信了福音
And it's so simply I was able to get introduced to the gospel and believed it completely
那时候看赶上神在中国是一个大的复兴的开始
And that happened to be the beginning of a great revival in China
那我神是借助这些好像在人看来这些没有用的小孩子和老年人
And God was using little useless people like little children or the old men.
那些经过大逼迫以后仍然还在暗暗信耶稣这些年长的人。
And those old Christians who have gone through the fiery trial of persecution and still remain faithful.
那我们村庄上就是我第一个信耶稣的小孩子。
I was the first child in my whole village that had believed in Jesus.
耶稣的名神要做神的时候到了那么他就会很奇妙地来自己来做工来运行
It's just God's perfect timing that because he wanted to work among people and he himself did this work
神在慈爱的口中建立他的能力完全他的赞美
He was able to establish the power of praise in the mouth of little sucklings like me
我自从老年人那里学写诗歌有些时候是没有调的
I learned a few hymns from those really old Christians, and a lot of them are even without melody.
我不管走在路上，我不管是走在田间，我都要唱。
Wherever I went, whether I was walking on the street or walking the rice paddies, I'll be singing praises.
跟我一起的玩伴们，他们都开始跟着我唱。
And all my playmates begin to copy me and sing those hymns.
很快的，我们村庄就有一群小孩子来晚上聚会唱耶稣。
And very rapidly, there's a whole group of little children are always gathering together and singing hymns about Jesus.
其实我们村上的家庭教会就是从这里开始的。
And the whole house church in our village started with little kids like us.
后来渐渐地借助我们这些小孩子信耶稣影响了我们村上的人。
And then gradually, because the adults were influenced by the children, all the whole village became
influenced. 因为当时的中国非常的贫困。
During those days, we lived in extreme poverty.
人们有病了，没有地方去求医。
Many people are sick, but they cannot find medical help.
又没有好的医，没有好的药来治。
And the medical remedies are very, very rare.
所以多少人都是在活在贫困交加里面。
And so a lot of people are living in despair.
多少人有常年有疾病缠身，没办法来得到医治。
And majority of people suffer from many years of ailment, but cannot find help.
当他们听到这些小孩子信耶稣，并且耶稣的名字就很快的不知不觉。就是传到这些村庄的那些大人小孩子的心中。
And then because they saw all these little children had come to know Jesus, and the name of Jesus began to spread among the adults.
有些被病的没办法无办法求医的时候，他们就说信耶稣能够啊，信耶稣能够上天堂，信耶稣能够病得医治。
And so many people were suffering from illness without help. They begin to wonder if they can, by believing Jesus, find healing.
他们就开始来就近来这个参加晚上的聚会。
And so they began to attend some of our evening meetings with us.
神真是很奇妙。
And God is so wonderful.
那个时候我们的信仰就是我们的聚会就是唱诗歌。
Actually, all we did during those meetings was just singing hymns.
我们的祷告就是背主祷文。
And the only prayer we offered was the Lord's Prayer.
因为那时候我是在还在上小学。
I was only in grade school.
我晚上的等到聚完会要祷告的时候，我就是我背一句，大家跟着我学一句。
And when we conclude the meeting after all the singing of hymns, we would try to recite the Lord's Prayer.
我们背完了这个阿门以后，我们就开始散会了。
Everybody repeat after me the Lord's Prayer, and then we say Amen. The meeting's dismissed.
就是神就借着这么样的简单的一些聚会一些唱歌，那很多有疾病的人一来聚会他们病就都好了。
The meetings were as simple as that, but for some unknown reason, those who were sick came to the meeting, they'll be healed.
但是我们现在就觉得呀，这个人又没有疫病赶鬼的恩赐，那个人又没有疫病的赶鬼恩赐，我们常常会觉得我们没有疫病的赶鬼恩赐，我们就不能够去为病人祷告一样。
And today we oftentimes feel like, oh, I don't have the special gift about healing or casting out demons, so I cannot help people getting healed.
就那个时候我们也不懂，什么都不懂，就是这样子。有些人他们一参加聚会，别来的时候都是人来，或者几个人搀过来了，还得是有些人用车子拉过来的。总之来说，他们来的时候都是很病恹恹的，但是他们聚几次会，他们就好了。
And during those days, we don't understand how it worked, but a lot of people were carried in. And they're paralyzed or they're seriously ill, and then they just attended the meeting and they'll be instantly healed.
真是回想起来，实在神是爱中国。
In retrospect, how much God must have loved China.
神允许中国经历极大的患难。
Yes, He did allow the whole nation to go through severe tribulation.
当无神论的理论在中国人心里面都完全占据的时候，
When the atheism seems to have taken over the hearts of all Chinese people.
人在公开的说反对没有神，反对让上帝去降鬼的时候，
When Mao Zedong's wife openly proclaimed that let your God go to hell, but no one dared to confess their faith anymore.
神却伸出他自己拯救的手。
God himself stretched out his arms of salvation.
在这些贫困绝望的人心灵当中开始了拯救的工作。
And he began to do his incredible work of redemption among the people who are desperate for him.
神实在是荒漠沙，是在沙漠中的甘泉。
Indeed, he is the streams in the desert.
黑暗中的光。
He is the light in the darkness.
在死亡中的生命。
He is the life in the middle of death.
实在是苦难中的甘甜。
He is the sweetness in the midst of all your suffering.
在中国的圣徒的心当中，这是实在太真实了。
It is so true in the hearts of all those suffering Chinese Christians.
好多人在家庭里面过着他们的家庭很不和睦，很不快乐。
A lot of people have a lot of family discord.
他们去聚会，唱唱诗歌，祷告，哎，他们就欢喜，他们心里就喜乐起来。
And for some reason, just because they come to the meeting and did some singing of hymns and praying, suddenly they found joy.
所以说，在当时不管信主的人不信主的人，那么他们就是看见哪一个人无救了，看见哪一个人没有路了，都见他说你快去信耶稣吧。
During those days, whether you are Christian or not, whenever you see somebody in serious trouble, you would advise them, say, you better go and believe in Jesus.
哎呀，耶稣实在是太奇妙。
Because he is so wonderful.
感谢主，真是我们多少时候我们总觉得，哎呀，我们好像是有些时候 我们就得我常常感觉到我们的信徒，我们感觉到我们是信徒都行了。
And a lot of times we thought, you know, it's like all you have to do is believe in him.
其实我们如果是我们的心思是愿意是说敞开的愿意来把他在我们从我们的口中从我们的身上来活出在彰显的时候。
And yet if you're willing to yield yourself to him and let him manifest himself through you,
神就会在我们的生活当中做他很奇妙的工作。
He will do some incredible work through you in your life.
其实我们每一个蒙神恩典的人
Every one of us who's been saved by grace
都是神的一个见证人
is a witness of who God is.
有多少时候是因着我们的心没有完全被神更新的时候
A lot of times because we're not willing to be renewed, let our mind be renewed by Him.
有许多的牵制
And we have all kinds of encumbrances.
我也会常常回想在我的经历当中也是这样
And as I look back in my life
在我刚刚信主那几年 我在活在一个很大的一个复兴的一个当中
During those early years of my life I was living in his great revival
因为那个时候缺少圣经
And because the Bible was so scarce
我们就几乎就没见过传道人
And we have never really run into any ministers
所谓的传道人在我的记忆当中就有一个从河我老家是山东的从河南来了一个年长的一个老姊妹
There's only one pastor that I can vaguely remember was this old sister came from a province far from my hometown
那个时候但是我也没有在我的记忆当中我也没听到他给我看见他就给我们讲圣经只是知道他会医病赶鬼的恩赐
I can't ever recall her preaching or teaching us about the Bible. All I remember is that she was gifted with the power to heal people of their diseases.
接着这一阵复兴之后我的年龄随着渐渐地长大
And later on as I grew older,
又进到这些在这学校里面身边的学生同学们都是不信主的人
And then I run into a lot of classmates who are non-believers.
再加上呢，学习的功课非常压力又大。
And because I was under great academic pressure,
我就渐渐地失去了这些外面的信仰生活。
And I began to grow away from the Lord.
但是神把有很大的一个虚空，一个里面的一个饥渴，无办法来形容，无办法来描述的那个感觉放在我的里面。
And again, I become very thirsty and dissatisfied within.
我常常回想到那个时候的光景，我怎么样来描述我的心情呢？
And how could I describe those days to you?
圣经上说，如把我们比成羊，如同羊迷路一样。
We're just like sheep.
这是太真实了。
It is so correct that picture.
你知道一个迷路的羊，它心里是多么样的焦急。
Do you know how anxious that sheep that has gone astray must have felt?
有多么痛苦，因为它没有方向，它不知道什么是对的方向。
There's so much anguish because you are completely at loss.
我的心灵里面那个痛苦啊，实在是非常的绝望。
I can't even put into words about the despair that I felt inside.
哎呀，感谢主，那个当神真是把人带到一个尽头。
And I was kind of brought to the end of my own wits.
我对世界上任何事情我都想过。
And I tried to figure out every single thing about life on my own.
我常常想到我的人生，我前面我将来我要做什么。
For instance, what am I going to do with the rest of my life?
所有能想到的都想过了。
And it seems like I try to figure everything out.
都觉得那不是我心里面所愿意的。
And none of them bring me this true satisfaction.
我想到是所有别人所羡慕的人，什么考大学，什么找好的工作。我在想这些人考了大学，找了工作，结了婚，生了孩子，那么他们以后又会怎么样？我都想到最后，人怎么样白发苍苍，人怎么样进到棺材里。
And all the things that people seem to live for instance, you get into a good college, find a good job, and then have fame and fortune, and at the end, you still have to go to your casket.
我说主啊，这绝对不是我要的。
And I told the Lord, this is not what I'm seeking after.
那个时候我虽然不去聚会，但我内心甚至在最痛苦的时候，有主还在，还这个主的一面还存在。
Even though I was backslidden during those years, but when I was in my despair, I still find this longing in me for Him.
正在我痛苦挣扎的时候
，And as I was struggling,
哎呀，就是我十八岁那一年
，And which was during the year I was 18.
那个时候我已经进到社会，已经在一个工厂里当了工人。
And I was a blue collar laborer in a factory.
也那个时候为了发泄里面的痛苦，打发时间而来去做的。 但是我一个春节我当放假的时候我回家过年。
And during one of the holiday, I went home for the New Year.
小时候的伙伴他们都还在一直还很活着的来信耶稣去聚会。
And some of those companions with me when I was in my childhood, they still remain faithful to the Lord and they're still going to church.
因为我脱离他们与他们之间脱离了关系很长时间了。
And since I've gone astray for quite a while,
我很不好意思再进到他们中间。
And I feel embarrassed to hang with them again.
况且我以前还跟他们说过，因为我先信主，他们每一个人信主的时候都，我还在跟他们说，你能够信到底吗？
Especially during those days, since I was the first one who believed in Christian, I used to challenge them and say, "Are you sure you can remain faithful to the end?"
并且还用那个你要如果有人杀你的头，你还信耶稣吗？
I even challenged them with, "What if one day somebody wants to behead you? Do you think you still hold fast to your faith?"
对每一个人这些小朋友来信主的首先问人家这两个条件。
You know, can you believe that? I ask every little kid who want to believe in Jesus those two horrible questions.
人家答应的时候说好你来吧。
And then if they say, yes, I will, then I say, okay, you can believe in Jesus.
但我中间我有几年我们又得在他们中间。
But then since I've gone astray for a few years,
我感觉到很害羞很不好意思。
And I feel so ashamed to go back to worship with them.
他们都知道我很长时间没有聚会。
And they all knew that I've backslidden.
我怎么好意思再进到他们中间。
So how embarrassing it would be to go to church with them again.
况且当时呢 ,83 年正是一个严打。就是对基督徒有很大的一个逼迫。
Especially during the year of 1983, there is a major crackdown on Christianity from the government.
那所有的家庭聚会都是很秘密的聚会。
And all the house churches have gone underground and meet in secret.
这一群人去聚会的时候，他们都路过我家门口的。
And this group of Christians, whenever they want to gather for meeting, they have to pass by my home.
当他们走在路上，在很兴奋地在交谈一些教会的事情。
And a lot of times they will fellowship on the way there.
他们一看见我的时候就鸦雀无声。
Whenever they see my face, suddenly there will be dead silence.
因为他们害怕，他们见了任何人，他们就要不说 不再继续说下去。
And because they are afraid any unbeliever heard about what they are saying will get them in trouble.
那么就是因为保守秘密。
And they have to keep everything in secret.
这样更是我很难堪。
And that really pained me.
但我心里面就在那个阶段里面呢，我曾经有至少有四个夜晚我是哭醒的。
During those days, I recall at least four nights that I would wake myself up in tears.
都是在梦中梦到有些被鬼附的人，有些疾病的人在为他们祷告。
And I would have dreams about people who are demon possessed or who are healed, and people are praying for them.
在为他们祷告的时候，自己就得远非常远离主，就得非常需要亲近主，需要向主一个悔改。主啊，我愿意再回到你的面前。
And in my dreams, as I was trying to pray for them, I really felt I was so far from the Lord, and I resolved that I must repent and go back to the Lord again.
那个梦中的痛哭啊，那个梦中的那个痛悔啊，实在是哭着哭着就哭醒过
来。And the anguish and the grief I felt in my dreams will wake me up because I was crying so hard.
醒过来以后，就到第二天一面对着现实的时候，一跟那些人来交往的时候就冲淡了。
As I awoke during the day, all the troubles and the fears of the day, you know, make me forget what I dreamed about.
但一到晚上，从来这些梦了，重复了至少有四个晚上。
But then at night, when all is calm, those feelings surface again, and I remember at least awoken up four times from crying of repentance.
真是神的时候到了，有一个主日。
And that was God's timing. One Sunday,
其实我是因着织毛衣要找一些线，我进到我去找了一个女孩，进到一个女孩子家。
But I was knitting a sweater at that time, and I needed to borrow some yarn, so I went and visited a friend.
我事先并没有考虑到他们家有聚会。
And I didn't even think about that there might be a church meeting in
her
house.
我一进入的时候，一个姊妹就很受感动地抓着我的手，一把拉到一边。
And as soon as I stepped into the house, a sister was moved by God, grabbed my hand.
这你终于来了。
And said, "Oh, I'm so glad you finally come."
这是圣灵感动我的心。
He said, "The Holy Spirit has moved me."
我现在要告诉你一件事。
To tell you,
我们都现在经过认罪悔改，经过圣灵的洗，我们都已经经历自己知道，清清楚楚知道自己是一个重生得救的人了。
And that we have all repented before the Lord, and because of the showers and the power of the Holy Spirit, we are convinced we've been born again.
你愿不愿意去经历
Are you willing to be baptized in the Spirit?
当时这个心里，当他一拉着我说，当他说这些话的时候，我的心呢是那么样的拍击，心里急不可待的是说，哎呀，那赶紧，我当时我就说，我非常的愿意。
And as she was asking me that, everything within me was responding and said, Yes, I'm willing. I want this.
哎呀，当时他说，你如果愿意，今天晚上我们就陪你去一个地方。
She said, If you truly want this, we will accompany you tonight to a place.
哎呀，感谢主，真是我们的心里科目是神自在把那个神圣的科目放在了里面。
You know what? God himself placed this sacred longing in our heart oftentimes for him.
真是等不到天黑啊。
I could hardly wait till that evening.
一路上他们都在给我讲怎么样来在神面前倒空，怎么样来破碎，怎么样来接待把主接到心里面来。
As we were on our way to that place, they were sharing with me on the road about how we need to empty ourselves and prepare ourselves for the Holy Spirit to come and dwell within.
当时的心呢说主啊今天只要能够再次经历你再一次能够回到你的面前哎呀我怎么做就行。
So I told the Lord, you know, if you would come to me once again, let me experience you once again strongly, I would do anything and everything.
一路上我们走了四五里路。
And so we walked about 4 or 5 miles.
当走到接待家庭的时候。
And reached that particular house.
我双膝跪下来。
And I knelt immediately when I reached there.
陪我去的人他们也为我祷告。
So did my companions.
我记得那天晚上我从跪下到起来有三个多小时的时间。
And I remember from the moment I knelt down to the moment I rose back up again, it was about 3-4 hours.
刚我跪下的时候征战非常的大。
And as I was kneeling down, there were all kinds of struggles and battles in my heart.
哎呀我连个主都喊不出来。
It seems like I couldn't even open my mouth to say, Lord.
我头上好像觉得有一个什么有一座山一样在压着一样。
And there's this like a weight, like that of a mountain on my head. It was so heavy.
如果我不说话如果不喊主我还个面伏于地我还能够忍受一点。
And I felt like I could barely take it if I just be silent and then bow my head and, on the ground.
如果我要是喊主的话我就觉得这个头都要爆炸了。
It's like the second I tried to utter the word Lord, I felt like the headache of migraine was so huge, like my head was going to explode.
啊、正当我这样我说主我今天死也死到你的面前了。
So I decided that even if I die tonight, I want to die bowing before the Lord.
正在这个时期亲爱的主啊我今天一定要逮住你要不然的话我就不回去了。
And I have decided I must have Jesus wholeheartedly that night or else I'm not going back.
内心的那个挣扎呢这个心摆到这个地步的时候有三十多分钟。
And I was in that warfare for about 30 minutes.
忽然有一种光临到我。
Suddenly, a light shone upon me.
当时我是面伏于地。
And as I was falling prostrate on the ground,
这种光临到，就是你自己就是能够，就是不是肉眼能看见的，但是就是看见了。
This invisible light came upon me, and I saw it with my inner eyes.
这种光临到的是有一种能力，又是那么样的温柔。
And with that light came a gentle power.
有个办法来形容当临到的时候哎呀我整个就对上面那座山好像是一下子一个盖子一下揭开了。
And words cannot describe how suddenly as that light came, all the weight were lifted.
哎呀我的泪就情不自禁流出来。
And tears begin to stream down my face incessantly.
嘴里也情不自禁地喊起主来了。
And it's like without knowing, I was crying out loud, Lord.
那个时候啊
At that moment,
那个心就得主身就是在自己的跟前
I felt Jesus right here in front of me
虽然以前信主也很热心
Even though I was zealous once for him
但就在那一刻
But at that instant
被就得主的爱主的自己是那么样的真实
I felt how real he is and so is his love
我信主第一首诗歌是神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给我们叫一些信他的不至灭亡反得永生
As you knew the first hymn I heard was that God so loved the world that he gave him his only begotten son whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life
这是在诗歌当中这是会唱从来没有得伸出去思想也没有得无办法理解到神那个爱就是怎么样的爱到什么样的程度
Even though I have sung it numerous times butI can never fully comprehend how deep is God's love for us.
那天晚上
That night,
圣灵把我带到神的爱。
Holy Spirit showed me the capacity of God's love.
是我真正从内心深处真正如真相是在圣经和在加拉太书上说耶稣基督和他的十字架活化在我的眼前。
And it's like the picture of Jesus crucified was quickened in front of my eyes.
哎呀我的心那个感恩的泪啊那种痛悔的泪啊。
Oh, I shed so many tears of gratitude and repentance.
那个真是圣经上说的肝胆涂地。
And it's like I'm spilling my guts and everything that's within me in front of me.
忧伤如伤独生子愁苦如伤长子。
And the sorrow that stroked me was like as if I've lost my only son.
一方面觉得自己这么样的败坏这么样的不好。
For once, I see fully how corrupted and sinful I am.
一方面觉得主这么样的爱我。
On the other hand, I see how deep and vast is his love for me.
当时那天晚上圣灵特别光照我败坏的一点不好的点是什么呢
And that night the Holy Spirit specifically showed me one thing about myself
就是在我刚刚信耶稣那一年
And that was during the first year when I believed in him
我以上说曾经有一个河南的一个宜宾港轨的一个老姊妹在我们传福音
What I shared with you was this old sister who's a pastor from a province afar
因为当时很热心她就在礼拜六礼拜天她走哪我们就跟哪
On Saturday and Sundays, wherever she went, we followed her.
有一天礼拜天的早晨
There was one Sunday morning.
我们让她为我们祷告
We asked her to pray for us.
当她正要为我按手祷告的时候
And as she was laying her hand on me,
她说了一句话她多么贞洁的童女啊
She said, what an innocent virgin for the Lord.
当时我的心被她的一句话非常的感到好奇
At that time, I was very curious about what does that mean.
我又敬重她不敢问她
And because I reverenced her very much, and I didn't dare to ask her what it meant.
另外一个年长的信徒
another older Christian.
我说什么是贞洁的童女啊
I asked, what does an innocent virgin mean?
他们说贞洁的童女就是第一等门徒
She said, oh, that was the first class of disciple of Jesus.
就是一辈子不娶不嫁
And those who remain chastity for the Lord.
因为当时他们对圣经也真能够理解这一点。
And that's the depth of their understanding of that term.
但是对我来说当时我非常的渴慕。
But I have such a longing for him.
我就立时跪在一边。
And so I immediately knelt.
我说主啊我愿意做第一等门徒。
And I told the Lord, yes, I want to be the best disciple possible.
我愿意怎么怎么。
And I'm willing to do this and that.
正在就是在我蒙圣灵光照的那天晚上
And that night as the Holy Spirit came upon me
就把这个镜头光照出来
He reminded me once again about my vow to be celibate before him
是我自己好像自己会看见自己
And I saw myself
从我头顶到我脚下
From the top of my head to the sole of my feet
我没有一点像基督徒的味道
There's nothing about me that is Christian-like
我是那么样的无地自容
I was so ashamed
我当时的感觉真是有个地缝都想钻进去。
I wish that there would be a hole on the ground so I can hide myself.
我说主啊，我不是第一等门徒，我连个基督徒的味道都没有。
And I said, Lord, I am so sorry. Not only am I not the best disciple possible, I don't even act like a Christian.
我从头上到脚下都完全是世界上的人。
Everything about me belongs to this world.
那种羞愧啊，那种伤心啊，实在是无办法受安慰。
I was so grief stricken, and I cannot even be comforted.
我说主当这个时候也就这种光景就是在主的十字架下面所看见一看见主耶稣在十字架那种爱有自己那种光景那种的心情啊我无办法来形容那种啊感恩痛悔那种交织在一起的心情
I cannot describe to you how the feeling the mixture of gratitude and repentance I felt as I was brought under the crossof Jesus
在那个痛苦的前世圣灵实实在在发生的爱在我里面解释说哎呀真让我那个时候哭着就得懊悔着就得在我心灵里面就得主那个爱真像后来有首诗歌那个那句话正是当时我的心里领会非无能力乃是你愿意爱我心切在这都鲁地
And the thing that come closest to how I felt was describing a hymn that said, it is not I, it's because you love me so much that you personally took me to Golgotha to show me.
那个时候理解主的爱呀，那并不是一般的爱，你就得主那个爱是完全为我流血舍命，那种鲜血淋漓，那种疼痛，那种在十字架那种幽情似爱，那种和谐而流，那个诗词啊，实在是一个画面。
I begin to grasp a glimpse of the vivid picture of when Jesus was on the cross, how his love and sorrow poured out from his body for my sake.
痛恨的时候，痛恨的亲近的时候，在那种情不自禁的说，主啊，我愿意重新完全为你献上。
And I couldn't help but once again I offer myself without any reservation to him.
当时我的心情说，主啊，我愿意把我的所思所有从世界全部收回来，完全给你。
So I said, Lord, once again, I'm willing to take back everything I have offered to this world and offered to you.
正在这个时候，
At that moment,
我的心灵忽然就进到了一个非常非常的喜乐，非常非常得安慰，就好像又进到一个画面，就像一个小婴孩一样，在天父的怀抱当中。
And this great joy took over me, and I felt so restful, as if it's a little baby in the arms of the Heavenly Father.
那种安慰，那种满足，那种喜乐呀，实在无办法来形容。
I cannot describe to you the comfort and the satisfaction I felt.
哎呀，从一生当中觉得以前那一种虚空、痛苦、无助，那所有的这一切感觉完全在那时刻满足了。
And all the feelings of emptiness and dissatisfaction vanquished.
哎呀，我在我人生当中，我回忆起来那个时候那一刻，我心里面实在是太享受了，觉得那就是天在地上开始。
And that is truly the meaning of how.Heaven started on earth with me.
我当时陶醉在那里面的时候，我说我自己心里面情不自禁的对主说，我说主啊，我愿意就这样的享受。我当时不是嘴里说，心里面跟主对话，主啊，我就这样愿意把世界一切都撇下，我什么都不要了，我就愿意这样的享受你。
And so, everything within me was crying out to the Lord and said, I'm willing to leave everything about this world behind and just enjoy and dwell in your presence like this.
当时我这个心有在我心灵里面有这种向主的一种对话的时候，忽然之间就从上面一个书卷。
And as I was having this dialogue with him, suddenly I see a scroll given to me from above.
当我一看见那个书卷的时候，我立时心里就清楚地知道，哎呀，神还让我为在地上为他活着，做他的见证。
And with that instant of the vision that I saw, I understood that God wanted me to still live on earth for him.
当我面对这个托付的时候，啊，我心里非常的为难。
And I was having a hard time as I see what he was asking me to do.
我为什么为难呢？我因为我当时我留恋当时你那种享受的感觉。
Because I enjoy that moment so much.
但是我又觉得神要托付我，让我为他做见证。我刚才的心里面在做懊悔，向主懊悔的时候，愿意重新为主摆上这。就是这个托付来到的时候，我又陶醉在这种享受里，在这种矛盾的心底下，在这种刹那之间，这个意念的存在的时候，从里面就发出了一句话。
And because I was so captivated by the moment of his presence, I really don't want to leave it or go do anything else. And as I was struggling with that, suddenly a word came to me.
说主啊，你爱我，主啊，你爱我。虽然暂时分离，以后你还要来接我。
Yes, I know how much you love me, even though I might have to depart from your sweet presence right now, but you will come back for me and we'll be forever together.
当这句话从里面，从心里面发出，一直从口里说出来的时候。
And as I said that, which is an utterance from my heart,
我整个人就平静下来了。
And I was in total rest.
我一点也不为难，从整个人从地上也就开始爬起来了。
And so I begin to rise up from where I was kneeling.
因为有三个小时左右的在地上，开始是跪着，后来是爬着。
During those 3-4 hours, at the beginning I was kneeling down, and later on I just fell prostrate on the ground.
总之来说，从地上站起来的时候，当时的情形，那因为哭的 鼻子啊眼泪啊，那个接待家庭又不是地毯，又不是石灰地，是土地，是泥土地。
And because the house where we went to, it doesn't have carpet or even nice wood flooring. It's not concrete either. It was just muddy ground.
所以头发上、脸上、衣服上、全身上下都是东西是眼泪、鼻涕、泥土。
As I rose up, I looked really gross because I got this mixture of my snots, my tears, and the soil of the ground.Or over my face and my clothes.
但是从地上起来的时候是那么样的喜乐。
And yet I was overjoyed.
哎呀，一切都更新了。
Because everything's been renewed.
哎呀，我觉得这是跪姐跪到那么长时间，祷告那么长时间，不觉得这几乎都就跟好像是要飞起来一样。
And when I got back up again, I felt like I was so light and happy, like I could fly.
那个心情啊，那整个人呐、啊，就好像是。自己就的，虽然是还是这个人，但是整个就的完全都变了。
Even though on the outside I'm the same person, but everything within me has been changed.
感觉到里面是那么样的充实，那么样的有力。
And I feel so strong inside.
就得真是找到了人生的方向。
Because now I have the sense of direction for my life.
知道自己要在地上为什么而活。
And I know what I'm living for.
知道自己一生要做什么了。
I know what I'm supposed to do.
心里面那个坚定啊
，and I was so resolved。
回到家里面的一定是凌晨了
，and when I went home, it was already early next morning。
但一点睡意都没有
，but I wasn't sleepy at all。
当时那天晚上有一个传道人，就是给了我一本圣经
，and that night a minister gave me a copy of the Bible。
当我揭开一看的时候，看到《使徒行传》第一章第五节的时候
，And as I opened the book and came to Acts 1:5,
约翰是给你们用水洗，但你们不多几日要受圣灵的洗。
John has come and baptized you with water, but pretty soon you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
呀，那时候我在看到一翻到的时候，好像是那个光一样，又入到自己眼中，也入到自己的心当中，知道自己是一个。
And God enlightened that verse to me. I immediately understood I was just baptized in the Holy Spirit.
第二天整个人就变了。
The next morning, I was a brand new creation.
说话上以前就说话就是见了面就是跟人之间有一些客套话，有一些虚伪话。但是呢，第二天的时候，嘴还没张开的时候，首先心里面就有一种约束。
Before I used to, whenever I see people, I make a lot of small talks. But starting the next morning.When I see people, before I utter the first word, the Holy Spirit will be constraining me inside.
就不能够随便说那些虚伪的话了，就是要说耶稣的话。
I cannot just make casual, empty, small talks anymore. I open my mouth, I'll be talking about Jesus.
啊，你知道那一段时间见了些大人、小孩、老年人，就是要谈耶稣。
And like whoever I run into, the only one theme of my conversation is always Jesus.
我的家人，我周围的人都觉得我这个人怎么忽然变了呢
？Everybody around me noticed I changed.
这个女孩子向来是不会是不说话的。
But this girl used to be very shy and quiet.
现在讲耶稣来滔滔不绝，好像是那些播音员一样。
Now we couldn't even stop her from talking. She's like a disc jockey.
哎呀，真是走在无论走在哪里，是借着我们这些那时候的生命更新呐，一起那我家的是我第一个人信耶稣，后来我的母亲、我的姐姐这些家人都开始信耶稣了。
And as I was the first one in the family that has become converted, and then after that, my sister and my parents followed.
哎呀，真是谢谢主，真是主的爱，那种全圣的爱浇灌在我们心里的时候，我们的心不是我们愿意，不是我们这个人是所拣选爱主了，那是我们的心情不自禁的有一种爱主的力量在里面催促我们，使我们由不得自己的来爱他。
Indeed, when his all victorious love shed abroad in our heart, we couldn't help but love him wholeheartedly.
但就着我们外面人，当我们在这些实际的生活当中的时候，和我们里面的人也很多机会是征战的。
On the other hand, when we carry out our daily living, a lot of times we will find we're struggling inside.
因为从那个受圣灵的洗的时候，同时我清楚了神的呼召。
And at the moment when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was also called by God.
因为当时我们的信主我们的聚会都是在秘密的都是在偷偷的来聚会。
As you knew that all our meetings were held in secret.
我也知道我要是这样，我也因为我清楚了，我也以后我要这样的来到外面去传福音，也会知道要离开家要去传福音所要付的代价。
And I knew the price I would have to pay if I want to become a somebody who openly talk and preach about Jesus.
家里面的父母，家里特别是我的父亲，我知道我如果是出来以后，对他来说是什么样的打击。
And I know how hard it would be for my father if I want to begin somebody who will be preaching about Jesus.
我心里面在有。从我这个十八岁的清楚了护照，受了圣灵的洗以后呢，我在21岁的时候才开始离开家传到外面去传福音。
When I was 21, finally I left home and I began to go to other places to preach about Jesus.
从十八岁到21岁这几年当中，都是在当地在传福音，但是也是活在一个极大的挣扎征战当中。
During those 3 years, I remained home, but I was oftentimes in spiritual warfare.
我知道我这一生要传福音。
I know that that's what I'm going to live for.
但是我就觉得我搁不下我那个亲情。
But I just cannot leave my father behind.
因为我试着我跟我母亲说。
And I remember telling my mom,
我以后我要出去传福音。
One day I'm going to go out and be a preacher.
因为我的母亲在我带领下，她也清楚了她自己的得救。
And my mom at that time is also born again.
她当时她说那这个很好啊，我支持你。
She said, that's a good idea, I'll support you.
但她又接着又说，她说呀，但是这是你如果是真的去传福音了，那你父亲不气死也气个神经病。
And then she said, well, if you're really going to become a minister, your father, he will probably die from the anger and the anguish, or at least he will probably go crazy.
这个也实在是我心里面是深深知道的一件事。
Yeah, I knew that too.
所以我心里面非常的挣扎，非常的挣扎。我说主啊，我知道我这一生要奉献给你，但是我怎么来走出我的家庭
？And so I was really struggling with that.
呀，经过在当地的一些挣扎呀、征战呐、啊，感谢主，真是神在那个之间也是在熬炼我们，在熬炼我，在锻炼我。哎呀，到每一次，真是心里面感觉到是觉得，哎呀。我说主啊，因为在家里面开始信主了，开始热心的时候还这个家里还没太注意，到最后天天晚上去聚会，那么这女孩子大了，在那些在国内来说还有一些保守思想，就觉得你这个女孩子天天跑着去聚会，都觉得你疯，你不规矩或者等等，就是这些闲言碎语，这家庭和这些邻居这些人都会来这个来说一些回谤的话，当时压力越来越大的时候，哎呀，我心灵里面就觉得，哎呀，我说主啊，我没有力量了，我感觉到说，我说主，我怎么出去？但是呢，正当自己感觉到是，哎呀，无奈的时候，我觉得在那个时候，每一次的聚会当中，哎呀，神给我一个，哎，当时的这个每一次聚会当中，神在我心里都问一句话。
Okay, and it was really anti-climate at the time for a young girl like me to go to the meetings every single night because it seems like I was always running away from home and it really didn't look good. And so as I was struggling with all my zeal for the Lord and also the tradition and the restrictions my father placed upon me, one night, Lord gave me a word.
都是同样一句话，就说，主，你爱我吗？
He says, do you love me?
你爱我比这一切更深吗？
Do you love me more than others?
我在内心里常常都这一句话在我心里面，在我好像是在我耳朵里，在我心里面徘徊。每一次的聚会当中，直到我心里面深处说，主啊，是的，我爱你。到最后真的是知道说，主啊，我愿意为你舍命。到这个回应的时候，我的心才平静下来，我的心才有喜乐，我的里面才感觉到有力量。
And then I would find strength and rest again when I tell the Lord reconfirmingly, Yes, Lord, I am willing to leave everything behind because you know I love you.
真是神的呼召是不改变的。
You know, God's calling is irrevocable.
我们人中的往往随环境而改变。
Even though we change oftentimes because of circumstances.
我们觉得从环境上我们能不能来决定，从借着环境来决定我们要不要的事。
And oftentimes we compromise. It depends on how difficult the circumstances are.
但神是那么样的直接，那么样的单纯，就是是的，就是阿门。
But God is very simple. He's always yes and amen.
感谢主，真是神，他很借着他奇妙的爱，借着他，我们 神在人心里面那种尊贵，有些时候你无办法用言语来表达。
And what he done inside of my heart, a lot of times I find it so hard to put it into words for you.
到了，真是到了，所以就在我21岁那一年，就是在87年的圣诞之夜，神从我们从家里面把我们夜里12点把我们从家里带出来。
On the Christmas Eve when I turned 21, God let me out of my home.
在外面接受这教会的培训，就被差派到这个中国的西北呀、四川啊、东北呀、这些各地来传福音。
And I started my minister training with the churches, and then was sent out to the northwestern regions of China.
啊、我觉得呀、真是神在美。为什么说神是我们苦中之甜呢
？Why do I want to tell you that He is the sweetness in the middle of all my sufferings？
有些时候把我们带到一种特别痛苦的，在人看来特别苦、特别痛苦的一个环境里。
A lot of times he will lead us into the most difficult circumstances.
但是当我们活在神爱里的时候，你就感到是甜的。
As long as you dwell in his love, you will feel nothing except for sweetness.
因为在这些传福音的过程当中，在国内那些被因为共产党里的这些无神论，他们是不允许你这些家庭教会这些在他们和登记里之外的这些聚会的。
As I become a minister for him, you know the meetings that is not held at the registered Three South Church are disallowed by the government.
不管是在我们受训当中，在培训当中，常常是被追逐。
And during my years at seminary, theological seminary training, we are oftentimes being searched by the government.
我们曾经有两次也被他们抓住。
And there were two occasions actually we were all arrested.
但是我觉得每一次在神允许这些苦难的环境临到的时候
，And I believe each time a God allowed this to come upon us，
神就给一种里面涌出来特别一种力量
，He will give us this strength that is indescribable。
感谢主，我真是觉得在人看来，我们是活在软弱里面
，And according to the eyes of man, we live in constant weakness。
在92年的时候，在那一次92年在8月15的前面，我们在8月份我们被囚。
In August of 92, during my first arrest,
我就那一次我从被抓的到被抓的第一个晚，从那天晚上我就开始禁食祷告。
And from the very first evening when I was captured, I began to fast and pray.
因为从被这个那个这代家庭被捆住到这个到那些乡政府的那些这个监被关的地方的时候，路上我走的时候，在走着的神就在，好像似乎望着天空就带到。在里面得到神的启示。
I remember as I was walking from the place, the house where I was captured to the where I will be, place where I will be detained, walking through the field, I lifted my head and I was talking to God, and He gave me a revelation.
我至高者在人的国中掌权。
He said that I'm the Most High who reigns among the kingdom of man.
他是废王立王的神。
He is the King. He is the King. He's the God who abolishes and raises up kings.
所以当时那天夜里啊，我是第一个被绑的很粗很大的一个绳来一连串绑我们很多人，因为他的手铐没那么多，我们一路这样的被牵着那样走着非常不方便。我们走起路来，走山里路到那个乡政府的时候，那个刚下过雨，又把鞋又粘掉又粘坏，你是走那当时那个情形是非。在人看来是非常痛苦的一个场面，但是我的心呢，就好像是往前走，就觉得抬头望着天空，刚下过雨，天气晴了。
All of us were arrested because they don't have handcuffs. So what they did is they took a really huge thick rope and tied us one after another in a single file. And as we were taken to the detaining facility, it was a 3 miles walk.And it just rained, so the road was really, really muddy, and it was very cold. And I remember during that walk, lift up my head, looking at the sky,
就像看见了天上的宝座一样
and as if I can see God's throne right there on the sky.
不是一个囚徒，乃是要朝见我们的王一样
I didn't feel like I was a prisoner, but instead, even though I was cuffed, I felt like I was going to see my king.
你知道当时那天晚上我真是就昂首挺胸啊，因为是背着是这样来被绑着，所以走起路来是大踏步的往前走。
And I walked with my chest up, you know, as I was cuffed like this, and I took big strides, walking victoriously and proudly.
知道恐我们的人，恐我的人在半路上说停下来。
And then the people who the guards were watching us said, "Stop."
说给这个，说给我，说给这个家伙，给他解松一下，不然的话他都受不了了。
He said, "Let's loosen up the bind on this girl because I don't think she could take it anymore."
因为他知道他捆绑我的时候，他那个分量是多。
Because they knew how tightly they have tied me up.
当他们给我松的时候，我才发觉我两个胳膊的感觉。
And when they loosened up the tie, I finally began to have sensations on my arms.
就得放下来，像两块石头一样，就这样的猛一下来以后，就有那个沉的感觉。
And when they finally let go, and I felt like my arms were thousands of pounds, it was so heavy on me.
他们松一下又给我绑上。
And then they tie me back up again.
其实在那之前我都没有我不感觉到说我是被绑着往前走的
Actually at that moment I was so filled with his presence and glory I seemed to have totally lost sight of the fact I was being tied up I forgot all about it
神做的事是超乎自然的神
You know God is a supernatural God
多少时候真是神是担当我们的忧患背负我们痛苦的神
So many times he himself truly bore all our sorrows and our pain
这句话太真实了
It is so true
在那被囚了那一次被抓才关了16天的时间
And during that arrest I was only detained for 16 days
我几乎是一直在禁食祷告
And I fasted throughout the detention
他们认为我这个人好像是有这么严重的心脏病
They thought that I was cardiac arrest patient.
因为每一次被审的时候，他们
every time when they take me up for interrogation,
他们把我从被关的地方到这个被审的屋里面往下一坐，我身上全是从脚尖从手尖就开始麻，整个人就休克了。
And without an explanation, I don't understand why, but every time they took me out of my cell to put me in the interrogation room, everything about me, all the vital signs, suddenly were just like.Cease, and I'm going to coma.
其实我真知道，神是借助这些方法。在人看来，可能他们相当是你是一种严重病，或者你是饿昏了。
And they thought I am some serious cardiac arrest patient.
其实我真知道，这都不是这些。
But it's none of that.
因为每一天，我们在那些被囚的时候、被关的时候，我都是在和那些被关的这些不信主的和我们同伴的这些信主的姊妹在。在讲圣经故事，在一同的唱主的诗歌。
Because during every day of my intention, I was always sharing and with all my other cellmates about Jesus, and we're singing hymns and everything. I was fine.
不存在任何心脏病和饿昏的。
I don't have any cardiac problems, and I'm not fainting because I was starving.
真是当时为什么要进食呢？就是要叫神保守我们在这种。特别的环境当中不至于出卖主的教会
I decided to fast because I wanted God to protect us and keep us during those special difficult days so I will not betray him
因为每一次他们审讯当中他们都是非常的来教化用不同的方法来提审你
because during the interrogation they would try all kinds of means and ways and tricks to ask us to give up information
如果你有一点的线索，有一句话说出来，那都成为一些把柄。
If anything, any clue would give them to implicate our fellow Christians, they would certainly use it.
所以说，神特别的保，那一次神特别保守，每一次的提审到那个地方，就整个人就休克了。
And God has kept me. Every time they take me to the interrogation room, I would just go into a shock.
其实我的心非常，我虽然外面整个人就不出去，我知道我整个什么就不能就停止了活动，但是我的心还是非常的清楚。
It's really strange that I would lose all the vital signs, but I have full consciousness.
审我的人，他们怎么样的紧张，怎么样的喊我，怎么样的来找医生，这些我都听见，都听得到。
Everything that goes on around me, how they go into panic and scrambling for doctors, and they would just don't know what's going on with me.
但是我这个人就是整个就停止了一切。
But it's really funny. I don't understand. I would have no pulse, no heartbeat, no nothing. But I am fully aware.
就是他们看叫了医生给我号了脉以后，第一次还给我打下针，就给我抬回去。再以后就把我只把我抬回去，也就不管，也就不再问我了。
And the first time when I went into coma, they would give me a shot to resuscitate me. After that, when it happened again, they don't even bother to give me a shot anymore. They just carry me back to the cell.
真是神，真是很奇妙。
How marvelous is God?
我觉得在每一次的这些苦难当中，所以多少人都觉得这个人呐、啊，哪个号里面的这个人是死定了。
And so the rumors have it that so and so in that cell is gonna die for sure.
但是主却是叫活过来了。
But instead, God revived me. I did not die.
感谢主，也曾经在这个97年那一次被囚的时候。
And then in December of March of 97, when I was arrested again,
也是那一次的压力更大。
And I was under greater pressure.
因为同时被抓的都是这些各家的这些教会的这些比较带领的弟兄姊妹。
Because all the people, the other seven that were arrested with me are all church leaders.
当时我的心思，我说主啊，为什么会忽然临到这事呢？
And I couldn't understand why this would happen.
其实当天早晨的时候，神已经在我心灵里面有一些启示。
Actually, that morning, as I was praying before God, God already told me.
我不知道是要发生那件事情。
I didn't know specifically what is going to happen that day.
早晨起来，我就站到窗前，我情不自禁就在流泪。
As I was stood before the window that morning, I couldn't help it but crying.
我知道神的灵在我里面非常的忧伤。
And it's like the Spirit of God is breathing heavily inside of me.
我在哪里？我站在那里就祷告。
So I prayed.
我不知道要发生什么事。
I don't know what will happen that day.
就在天黑的时候，就公安局的就进来了。
And that evening, the public security guards suddenly rushed into our house.
感谢主，当公安局的真正进来的时候，我心里在进来之前，我心里一直忧伤，一直沉重。当他们一进来的时候，我心里面好像忽然有一块石头落地一样，就一下在释放了。
For some reason, my spirit breathed throughout that whole day until the minute they rushed, broke into my house, and all the weights just lifted.
所以当时我就开始从情不自禁的，他们让我们每一个人就进到一个地方，就是进到一个屋里面，不准再乱动了。他们要收一些东西。
And then so they separated into different rooms. They started searching through my house.
有一个带着摄像机的人站到门口对着我来要摄像。
And there is a guy with a camera. He was just holding the camera at my face.
我就在房间里面走了，情不自禁就唱出来两首诗歌。
And I can't help it. I was walking around, pacing in that room that I was separated into, and I was just singing hymns.
一首诗歌的歌词是说。
And it goes like this.
主耶稣啊，我愿意跟随你。
Oh Jesus, I want to follow you.
无论我在哪里。
Wherever I go,
无论我遇何境
whatever I encounter,
主耶稣，我愿永远顺服你旨意。
I will obey you forever.
愿为主做精兵。
I want to be a soldier for you.
愿为主舍生命。
I want to give my life for you.
愿为主做仆人。
I want to be your servant.
愿为主服侍人。
I want to serve others for your sake.
可是当时那个唱啊，真不是说人能够怎么来控制你唱，是情不自禁的从里面涌出来，就走着就唱着。
It wasn't like I wanted to sing.
反复的来唱这个诗歌。
The song was just rising up from within me. And
就在唱着愿为主做精兵，愿为主舍生命的时候。
And as I was singing to the part where I said, I will be a soldier for you. I'll give my life for you.
你知道那个心灵那个灵好像就奔到了天上一样。
I felt like my spirit soared into heaven.
就感觉是那么样的释放，是那么样的喜乐。
I was so liberated and overjoyed.
一直在外面在拿着摄像机来对着我的那个人感觉到很惊奇，从他的脸上就看见到很不正常。
And the guy who was trying to take a shot of me with his camera, he was so puzzled and shocked by my reaction.
另一首诗歌的歌词说，主耶稣，我愿意跟随你，无论你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Another hymn says, Yes, I will follow you wherever you go.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
Where you die, I shall lay myself down as well.
那就这些歌词反复地在唱，正到这个，哎呀，感谢主！第二次被提审的时候，那个摄像的人看遇到他，看见我的时候，因为我当时第二次受审是已经两个多礼拜了，我已经近视了两个多礼拜。他看见我走路那么样的没有力，上楼梯的时候扶着那么样的没有力气。他看见我的时候，他带一种嘲笑的话说：“哎，你今天怎么不唱了呢？”
And the same cameraman saw me 2 weeks later after I was arrested, because I already fasted for 14 days by then, and I was really emaciated. So he mocked at me and said, how come you're not singing now, huh?
其实感谢主，真是看见多少时候，真是神说在我们在世上有苦难，在他里面有平安。
Yes, indeed, in this world we have tribulation, but we have peace in him.
这个平安 这个平安不是环境，不是外面的能够决定的。
It is a peace that is not altered or decided by the circumstances.
从里面涌出来的。
But inner peace.
感谢主，也是在多少时候，在人看来，自己也觉得是说，好像是无路了，绝望了。
And so many times we have come to the end of our wits.
但是当时那个爱一浇灌的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit come upon us,
那个心灵里面整个人呢就超越了环境。
Suddenly you rise up above all your difficulties and circumstances.
这一本子的东西呢都是我97年的时候在那个被关被抓的时候说所有整理下的资料。
And I have kept a scrapbook of all the things that happened during the days when I was arrested.
这个呢就是我在开始前八个月在一个地方被关的时候我所写的东西。
And then I wrote scribbled some notes down during the first 8 months when I was being detained.
因为开始的时候没有纸没有得纸。
Because it's very hard to get hold of papers.
我们就是想办法借那些报纸边呢还是碎纸边把那些空白的地方用个线把它拉下来。
So if we could get hold of a newspaper or something, then I would try to cut up where the margins where it's blank.
就把它钉成这些报纸边呢这些东西啊其实有很多些小本本有的都把它遗失了但是个别的我把它保存下来了。
And then we would scribble down some notes and then we compile them into a book later.
其实这我想到是当时呢这里面都记录下我特别的这些有感触的这些经历。
And I recorded during those days some things that deeply touched me.
其中有这一篇呢是我在感觉到自己因为他们当时的压力非常大的时候我也感觉到非常痛苦的时候我心里面所有的经历。
And I'll read you a passage, a journal that I recorded during one of those most pressure and stressful days.
这里面说这些写的是面对四面楚歌的处境。
And that I am hard pressed in every way.
我独自静坐。
As I sit in private and alone,
思念主耶稣,
and pondering, considering you, Jesus,
多么愿像玛利亚亲吻主的脚,
how I long to be like Mary to kiss your feet,
愿像约翰依偎在主的胸膛,
and how I long to be like John and rest my head on your bosom,
什么话都不说,
I don't have to say anything, Lord,
什么都不问,
and I ask no question of you,
静静地躺卧,
that quietly I'll lean,against you,
享受主慈怀的温馨
and just enjoy of the warmth from your heart.
悄悄地对他说
and silently I say this to you.
主啊，我爱你
Lord, I love you.
让我够上你的心意
Let me measure up to what you desire of me.
看你十字架被钉的身躯
Let me gaze upon the body of you being crucified.
你是爱的真体
You are the substance of love.
唯你活才有意义
Life has no meaning unless I live for you.
孤单中来到主十架下
Even though I come alone to your cross,
展望血肉模糊的身体
As I look at your body that is torn apart for me,
道道边上
The stripes you took,
轻吟 眼底轻吟眼底
and they become vivid in my eyes
叮动枪伤鲜血淋漓
your nail pierced hand and body
主啊我怎能不爱你
How can I not love you, Jesus?
我藏身在你的死里
I hide myself in your death
也联合在你复活里
and I want to be united with your resurrection
与你同坐在天上对付你的仇敌
I sit with you above in heaven defeating your enemy
直到你的旨意通行在地上如同行在天上
until your will is done on earth as it is in heaven
地上的国成为主和主基督的国
until the day the kingdom on earth has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ
你要做王直到永永远远
Shall you reign forever and ever
这是当在患难当中默想主爱的时候主的爱是那么样的真实
During those days whenever I think about his love my God he make it so real to me
就是那样的亲临其境的，让我们看，让我们看到主的爱那么样的真实。
As if I was right there and I could see how much He loves me。
正像圣经里面摩西在摩西五经里面说，当麻辣的苦水是苦的时候，当这一棵十字架的一棵树扔在里面的时候，就变成甜的。
Just like how it was recorded in the Pentateuch, that when the water in Marah was so bitter, all they have to do is cast the cross into it, and it turned sweet immediately.
我常常重复盖恩夫人说的一句话，说有主同在就是天堂。
I love to recite what Madame Guillemin oftentimes said: "Wherever is Jesus, there is heaven."
有主同在，地狱也不可怕。
If Jesus will go with us to hell, hell is nothing to dread about.
没有主，天堂也不快乐。
But without Jesus, even if you are in paradise, you will not have happiness.
问题不是我们的生活富裕不富裕。
So our joy really does not lie in the wealth and the fortune of this world.
事情顺利不顺利。
Or how prosperous you might be.
问题是我们是不是活在主的爱。
The key is, are you dwelling in His love?
当主的爱和他的十字架已出现的时候
，When His love and His cross is real to you，
一切都改变了。
Nothing matters，
什么都不重要，重要的是我们跟主的爱。
The main thing is your love with Jesus， you and Jesus love。
主爱我们
，He loves you，
我们也爱主。
You love Him，
多么伟大的活才真有意义。
Living for Jesus is the most meaningful thing.
我们今天若是真正可能他和他同陪他与他同住旷野，与他同往都陪他同到玛尼院，与和陪他到都鲁地，我们将来以后就真能和他同登橄榄山。
Today, if you are willing to follow him into the wilderness.To go to Gethsemane, all the way to Golgotha, that day for sure you will be with him on Mount Olive.
我们跟随羔羊是自不限量的。
Follow Jesus without reservation.
跟随羔羊的人才能在伯利海上和主一同唱新歌。
Only those who are willing to follow the Lamb will stand on the crystal sea that day and sing the new songs to the Lamb.
主耶真是让我学会了，当我主耶同样问过我一个问题，说当你现在是面临最后，你是最后生命最后一刻，你现在想要做什么？
And Jesus once asked me, if this were the very last moment of your life, what do you want to say?
在我里面深深之处，我说主啊，我愿这如果是现在是最后一刻的话，叫我的心是一个爱你的心。
And my response to him is, if this were the very last moment, let my heart be filled with love for you.
我曾经给主说，我说我最大的渴慕就是能给，在我见你的时候能像我渴，我羡慕保罗，他的得胜，他能够说，那当打的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所幸的道我已经守住了。
I said to the Lord that I wish the last moment of my life I can say to you that, Lord,I've fought the good fight, I've read the good race, and I've kept my word.
我们在地上都是寂寂的，我们是都在回家的路上。
We are all on the way home.
属地的一切都是太短暂了，都会过去。
Everything of this world is temporal, it will pass away.
我的心何等的渴望，我们真是像我们所唱的诗歌一样，盼望新耶路撒冷。
How I long that our heart desires, as the song says, that we are all waiting and hoping for the new Jerusalem. Thank you.
Thank you. 把许多的见证人赐给我们，像云彩围绕在我们的四围。
Indeed, we are all surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses.
主一直在激励我们。
He's always encouraging us.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌225首。
Let's sing hymn 225.
愿从我们心的深处真的因着他爱我们，我们也说主我们爱他。
From the depth of our being, let us respond to his love and say, I love you, Jesus.
我们爱主就是现在。
Love him now.
我也说我爱你，一到你说我
当是现在。
If I ever love thee, it is now.